Almost every culture in the world has held celebration of thanks for a plentiful harvest. In the United States, Thanksgiving is a time for tradition and sharing. People gather with family, friends, on the fourth Thursday in November to enjoy a traditional meal and to give thanks for life's many blessings. Even if family members live far apart, they will try to come together for a family reunion at Thanksgiving. The American Thanksgiving holiday began as a feast of thanks in the early days of the British colonies in America, almost 400 years ago. In 1620, a ship named the Mayflower, filled with more than 100 people, left from England and sailed across the Atlantic Ocean to the New World. Most of the travelers were from a religious group called Separationists. They had separated from the Church of England because they no longer agreed with its beliefs. Separatist groups were outlawed in England, so they immigrated to the Netherlands, where they could practice their religion freely. Later, they received a permission and funds from England to establish a new colony in a new world. They had indeed to settle close to other colonies along the southern coast. But they sailed off the course and landed further north in what is now known as Cape Cod Bay in the state of Massachusetts. On December 21st, 1620, they arrived at a place on the bay where they found an abandoned Indian village. They settled there and called the new home Plymouth. The first year in the new settlement was very difficult. Most of the pilgrims, as they called themselves, had come from English towns and they did not know how to live in the wilderness. Many were fearful of the forests. They were not skilled hunters, because in England hunting was only for the aristocracy. Common people were fined or punished for shooting game. They arrived too late to grow many crops, and their plants were not well suited to the climate. The seed of English wheat did not germinate in the new soil. In the first year, half the colony died of the disease, and perhaps all would have perished if they had not received help and training from the native inhabitants, the Wampung Indians. In March of 1621, a delegation of Wampung Indians, led by Massasoit, their military leader, arrived at the Pilgrim settlement. Their purpose was to arrange an agreement with the settlers. The settlers would be allowed to stay on the Wampung land in exchange for protection against the rival Indian group. Massasoit brought with him an Indian named Tiskuantum, who knew some English and translated at the meeting. Squanto, as the settlers call him, stayed with the pilgrims and was very important to their survival. He and other Indians taught the settlers how to grow corn, a new food for the colonists, and showed them crops that grew well in the unfamiliar soil. He taught them how to fish and dig for clams, and how to move quietly through the forest and hunt game. Throughout the year, the Wampung held festivals to thank the earth for its many gifts. The pilgrims were also familiar with festivals of thanks at harvest time in England. By the fall of 1621, the settlers were learning to survive in a new home, and they harvested bountiful crops of corn, barley, beans, and pumpkins. They had much to be thankful for, so they planned a feast to thanks and special day of prayer. They invited Massasoit, who came with 90 others, and according to legend, brought turkey and deer meat to roast with the other game offered by the colonists. There were also clams, fish, eels,
cornbread, squash, nuts, cranberries,
and other foods at the feast. From the Indians, the colonists had learned how to cook cranberry, small tart berries, and different kind of corn and squash. The first thing, Thanksgiving, the Indians are said to have even brought popcorn. Until recently, school's textbook often presented the story of the pilgrims, as one in which the pilgrims cooked the entire Thanksgiving feast offered to the less fortunate Indians. In fact, as we know now, the feast was planned in part to thank the Indians for teaching them how to live in the wilderness and how to acquire and cook those food. Without the Indians, for the first settlers would not have survived. Colonists continued to celebrate the autumn harvest with a feast to give thanks. After the United States declared independence in 1776, Congress recommended having one day of giving thanks for the whole nation. George Washington suggested that the date November 26. Much later, Thanksgiving became an official holiday, largely due to the efforts of Sarah Joseph Hale, a well-known editor of the mid-1800s. She had campaigned for many years to make Thanksgiving a national holiday. Finally, in 1864, at the end of the Civil War, she persuaded President Lincoln, and he declared the last Thursday in November as an official Thanksgiving Day. In 1941, the fourth Thursday in November was proclaimed a federal legal holiday, giving most people a four-day vacation from work and school. Thanksgiving falls on a different date each year. Therefore, the president must proclaim the date every year as an official holiday. In the proclamation, the president pays tribute to his historic observance at the significance of the Thanksgiving at Plymouth in 1621. In the Thanksgiving spirit of sharing, it is common today to give civic groups and charitable organizations to offer traditional Thanksgiving meals to those in need, particularly the homeless. Communities take up food drives for needy families during the holiday. In 1988, the Thanksgiving ceremony was a different kind. A Thanksgiving ceremony of a different kind took place in the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York. More than 4,000 people gathered there on Thanksgiving night. Among them were Native American representing tribes from all over the country and the descendants of people whose ancestors had migrated to America. The ceremony was a public acknowledgement of the Indians' role in the first Thanksgiving 364 years before. We celebrate Thanksgiving along with the rest of America, maybe in different ways and for different reasons. Despite everything that's happened for us since we fed the pilgrims, we still have our language, our culture, our distinct social system. Even in a nuclear age, we still have tribal people. Wilma Bankler, principal chief of the Cherokee Nation. Symbols of Thanksgiving: turkey, corn, pumpkin, squash, nuts, and cranberry sauce are symbols that represent the first Thanksgiving. These symbols, as well as the positions of pilgrims and the Mayflower, are found on holiday decoration and greeting cards. Autumn colors of orange, red, brown, and yellow are often used in table or door decorations, along with dried flowers, colorful gourds, and Indian corn. All of these items represent the harvest on the fall season. Cranberries, which grow in the bogs and marshier areas in New England states, are always on the Thanksgiving table today. The tart berry had many uses for the Indians. It was sweetened to make delicious sauce. It was used to fight infection, and the red juice was used as a dye for blankets and rugs. The Indian called it imbibi, or bitterberry. The colonists called it cranberry because it bends dark because the band's dog reminded them of a crane, a bird with a long neck.